As part of a push to relicense the Hells Canyon hydroelectric facilities, Idaho Power is seeking an expenditure review by the state's Public Utilities Commission. Matt Gillum says the review could impact ratepayers.
If the commission agrees to review the $221 million spent by Idaho Power and grants a prudency determination, the electric company could recoup that money from ratepayers. According to the Twin Falls Times News, the power company's 50-year license with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission ended in 2005. Since then, Idaho Power has been annually updating Hells Canyon's license while another long-term agreement is hammered out. Idaho ratepayers have already handed over close to $60 million since 2009 for expenses. That's aside from the $221 million. If the PUC grants the determination, that $221 million could be collected from ratepayers over the course of the long-term license. The license isn't expected to be granted until 2021. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.